Good Wednesday. Today is July the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, for the last several months, we've talked on and off about the use of dicamba, some of the restrictions as the EPA pulled the registration, then allowed for its use. Well, that deadline is now come and gone. We're going to talk about the options as we move forward, coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, the date has passed for dicamba products registered to be used over the top in emerged soybeans, even though some soybeans we know were just replanted in the last couple weeks, or even double crop beans still going in the ground. There's been a lot of uncertainty regarding the use of dicamba in this growing season. That's the result of the vacated dicamba registration back in February, and then the EPA's existing stocks order for dicamba use in 2024 that followed that. Basically, on February 6th of this year, the 2020 registrations for three dicamba products labeled for the over-the-top application in soybeans, which would include Xtendimax, Ingenia, and Tavium, those were vacated by a federal court in Arizona. Now, the EPA order allowed for existing stocks of dicamba products purchased for use in dicamba-tolerant soybeans to be sold and distributed through May and applied through June. So basically, that window's passed. The future of dicamba applications over the top to dicamba-tolerant soybeans does remain uncertain. Now, basically, most labels would read based on a growth stage of the beans, or the latter of the two being June 30th. So we've passed June 30th, regardless of what the growth stage of those beans, whether they were just replanted or double crop. The situation is now we're past that calendar date. So Ingenia, basically no later than June 30th. Tavium was the V4 growth stage, or through June 30th. And Xtendimax was the R1 growth stage, or through June 30th. Now, at plant levels, soybeans at the V4 growth stage, that's when you have open four trifoliates on the plant. Soybeans at R1, when there is one open flower somewhere on the main stem. And at field level, then, that is when basically you're greater than 50% of the plants within that field that exhibit those characteristics. Again, though, sort of the catch is we're past June 30th, so that part doesn't matter. Now, it's still important to be out scouting your fields to know what's going on. Information related to post applications, though, when it does come to crop size and harvest intervals for corn and soybeans, can be found in the Ohio Weed Guide. There's a couple tables in there, Table 8 and Table 18, that help. Scouting fields before planting post applications can help determine weed management practices, including what products you might want to select now and the application timing. But as they say, as always, be sure you check all herbicide labels before you would treat any fields. On a slightly different note, we want to pass along the opportunity for farmers to participate in this year's Ohio Soybean Hometown Tour. You can learn about the policy, agronomic, and checkoff related issues that impact farming. You can see the latest in artificial intelligence technology in action, or learn how specialty markets can be worth your while. Now, there's four events that take place around the state, one here in Northwest Ohio, but all would be interesting trips. The first, July 30th, that is at the Cargill facility in Shelby County. The next one is August 6th at the Arable Research Labs down in Delaware County at Ohio Wesleyan University. August 7th is in Williams County at Bridgewater Dairy. That's probably the closest for us here locally. And then August 14th in Madison County at the Bex Hybrid facility. If you'd like to register or learn more, just go to soyohio.org. And follow the links. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, the USDA is taking another step towards more fairness in livestock industry dealings. Gary Crawford has more.
The Packers and Stockyards Act prohibits unfair practices in meat and poultry dealings, but the question has always been,
exactly what does it mean to be unfair?
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA has just put out a proposed rule that answers that question more clearly, and in doing so could open the way for more producers to bring more cases of unfair treatment through the Packers and Stockyards Act. Up to now, in most cases, producers would have to prove a practice harmed the entire industry. But under these proposed rules,
we clearly now delineate there is an opportunity for unfairness to be couched in terms of individual harm. An individual producer who might be able to establish under the elements of the new rule that the harm was specific to their operation and constituted a violation of Packers and Stockyards.
This fairness rule is the latest in a series of proposed rules aimed at giving producers what Vilsack calls an even shake in their dealings with processors and integrators.
So in combination, what we've done is we've expanded transparency and made it easier for farmers to understand the deals that they're entering into and who they're contracting with. We made sure that they couldn't be discriminated against or retaliated against. We made sure that a tournament system would operate fairly and that there would not be any specific deductions that caught farmers by surprise. And today, we provide an enforcement tool that I think will provide for greater balance in the relationship between farmer and integrator. All of this is designed to create the opportunity for more new and better markets.
But USDA is not acting alone in this. It's getting a lot of help from the Justice Department.
We can and must bring our partnership with the USDA, Packers and Stockyards Act enforcement beyond poultry into beef and other parts of our food supply chain.
Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor.
That's one reason why we are putting our money where our mouth is in hiring more lawyers and more experts related to agriculture. These lawyers, I'm pleased to announce, will be based in the Midwest and will focus on both civil and criminal ag enforcement at the Antitrust Division.
All part of a government-wide effort to provide, as Tom Vilsack puts it,
more transparency, more fairness, and more competition in the marketplace.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.